Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We're exploring the economics of altruism. We are following developments in China and Myanmar, where the government of Myanmar is going to allow a Thai rescue mission in to deal with cyclone victims. And we're also following politics, as you've just heard. But it's been a long road back for the NBA since the retirement of Michael Jordan. Yes, the poor basketball league has had trouble attracting the attention of Americans and connecting with the emotions of Americans. But this playoff season could just turn things around. Exciting game last night, 91-86 win. Detroit holds off the Orlando Magic and will face the Boston Celtics or the Cleveland Cavaliers in the conference finals, which brings us to our pal, Stephen Dubner. If there is one thing to explain the comeback of the NBA in the playoffs this year, and certainly the maybe more exciting comeback, the comeback of the Celtics, which were the best team in the league this year, what is it? Is there something behind the scenes besides just great players?
No.
Better TV well, yes, cameras?
The short answer is yeah, in that the Celtics have turned to statistical analysis to try to make themselves better, the way that a lot of baseball teams do.
Right. Also. Baseball is all about stats.
But the thing is baseball is a great sport for stats because the events are discrete, and it's basically a static game. Basketball is the opposite. The thing is, though, don't forget, the Boston Celtics got two guys, Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen, this year. And in addition to Paul Pierce, then they turned it around to have the single-season best turnaround in league history. So you can't deny that the players are doing it. On the other hand, the Celtics are the team that are probably the most data-reliant of any team in the
NBA.
But
how do you measure that in basketball? Because just as you said, first of all, it's such a team sport, and you're talking about a game that moves very, very quickly.
Right.
How do you measure that?
Well, look, there's always been statistics in basketball. So we always know, you know, what percentage a guy
shoots,
three-point versus two-point, so on. There are many, many, many finer points to get to. So, for instance, if I can watch every possession that LeBron James has ever had from the top of the key when he has the ball and see what the proclivities are when, A, he's double-teamed or when he's not, B, when they collapse into the paint and when they don't, C, whether he goes left, whether he goes right, whether he dribbles, whether he shoots, and so on. Once I know that, and I can, and if I'm the stat guy from the Celtics, and I can successfully feed that information to my coach and get the coach to implement the strategy, then you might gain a very small edge.
Listen,
yeah, but
it's politics, is what it is.
Yeah, but it's interesting that you say that, though, because you have a quote in your article saying that Coach Doc Rivers, the general manager, says is skeptically receptive to Mr. Zarin's statistical data
Zarin.
Insights.
He's the stat guy.
Mike Zarin is the stat guy. Right. I would say, what did I say? Skeptically.
You said skeptically receptive.
Yes, yeah, skeptically receptive is about as good as you're going to hope for from a sport coach to listen to a numbers guy.
Well, quickly, how does it work? I mean, do you check out the percentage of shutting down a LeBron James if you double team him? And if it's a low percentage, you say, you know, that doesn't work. We're going to have to shift and do something
else.
You
do a lot of that. But as I said, it's really hard to get players to respond on the fly via information that you're feeding to your coach. The other big, big piece, this is personnel. In other words, when they trade for Kevin Garnett, they have to look at the guys they're giving up for him and try to project out their productivity for the next 5 years.
Right.
Productivity versus cost.
Right.
Is it a good move?
Right.
They decided, yeah.
Turnovers are a bigger deal in this analysis. Okay, Dubner, are the Lakers going to make it quickly? Yes,
I think, yeah.
Celtics going to make it?
I think, yeah, but I think the Lakers will beat the Celtics.
Stephen Dubner, Freakonomics fame, blog and book. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.